Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we start a two-week sermon series on prayer. Today I want to just focus on the question of why pray. Sounds like a pretty simple question. There's lots of answers. If you were to go survey people why pray, they'd probably give you a lot of good answers. And today I'm not going to answer the wrong answers. I'm going to actually give answers that people have given to me or that the Bible talks about, good answers. But there is better answers than others. And we're going to progress from good to better to best, like that. So why pray? First, because it's good for you. There's no doubt that praying is good for you. Even medical studies agree that quiet meditation and prayer is good for your body and your mind. That's true. But we pray for more than the reason that it's good for you. Our prayer life, while contributing to our body and mind health, should not simply be in the same category as our desire to work out and exercise and eat right so that we can be healthy. Because think about it, if it's just about it's good for you, what happens in January every year? We make our resolutions, we try to get healthy, and eventually we get tired of trying to do, right? And we get into bad habits, and then things start to fail. If we just do it because it's good for us, eventually we will fail, and second, we'll miss the real benefits, the real value of practicing an active prayer life. So why pray? Reason number two, because that's what Christians do. This too is simple answer. It's true. Read the book of Acts. After Jesus rises from the dead and ascends into heaven, what do the Christians do? They gather together in groups in people's homes and even in public places. They gather around the teaching of the apostles and they pray together. And then read the epistles, Peter and Paul, their letters. In their epistles, they talk much about praying regularly for all kinds of things, for all kinds of people, and in all kinds of circumstances. In fact, St. Paul goes as far as to say, pray continually without ceasing. But just because they model prayer and just because they tell us to pray, those are good reasons, but that's not the heart, the most important reason of why we should pray. So why pray? Reason number three, good reason, getting better reason, because Jesus commands it. I mean, it's hard to find a better reason than that. I mean, anything that Jesus says, we should listen to. We're getting more at the heart of prayer. I mean, Jesus certainly commanded prayer. He even taught us how to pray, giving us the Lord's Prayer. Jesus himself, who was God, would retreat from crowds. He would stay up late at night. He would rise early in the morning by himself and go off and pray. And if Jesus did it, and if Jesus commands us and invites us to do so, and if he taught us how to do so, and if he's God, then we better listen. We better do. But again, Jesus does not want us simply to look at prayer as another thing to put on our to-do list. If it's just something to do, you and I, in our human, weak, fallen nature, we're just going to fail at it. Anything that we have to do, we eventually sometimes resent. Yesterday, me and the boys went outside. I thought I could pay off one of them to take care of the leaves, and within 10 minutes, he was not happy about doing the leaves by himself. So we went outside together, and we had to do it. And I resented most of the time doing it. But the leaves are done until this afternoon. So why pray? Reason number four, good reason. God wants to hear from you. Now this is really starting to get to the heart of the point. Why pray? Well, it's good for you. Jesus prayed. Jesus commanded to pray. Jesus invites us to pray. Christians gathered to pray. They modeled it for us. But it's not just about those things. God actually wants you to open your mouth or your hearts, whether you speak it out loud or think it. He wants you to talk to Him. Because God is not some impersonal being up in the sky, as I think we all sometimes at least think. We might cognitively know He's not, but sometimes we treat Him like He is because He's not right there, like physically. He is right there, but because we can't see Him, He becomes unreal. But God created us in His image. He made us the crown of His creation. More than this, He has redeemed us from the powers of sin, death, and the devil. He has restored His image into us through the sacrificial death of His Son Jesus and through the waters of baptism. And this God who went to such lengths to create you and recreate you in His image, He wants to hear from you. Not because He doesn't know what you think. He knows what you think before you even think it. He doesn't need to find out anything. He wants to hear from you because He's your Heavenly Father. Just as a loving father wants to hear from his kids when they're home, sitting at the dinner table, how was your day? The loving father doesn't just want to hear, it's good, it was okay. He wants to hear about the day. And when those kids grow up and move out, the Heavenly Father wants to hear from those kids when they go out from his house. The earthly father wants to hear from his kids when they go off to the military and serve their country, or they go off to a job in a different city, or they travel around the world on a college trip, or when they go off to college. The father, the earthly father, wants to hear from his child, not just for information's sake, but because he loves his child. God has communicated to you that He wants to hear from you. And He's created you to be a communicating creature. And He selfishly, in a very good way, wants to hear from you. And the book of Psalms show us how. The psalmists pour out their hearts to their Heavenly Father in good times. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. Psalm 9. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Psalm 84. The psalmists also pour out their hearts and minds to their Heavenly Father in bad times. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I pray. Psalm 5. Cast all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. St. Peter reminds us. God wants you to pray because He wants to hear from you, His creation. And even more than this, the next reason why to pray, God wants prayer not to be a monologue where you talk and He just listens, but it's a dialogue. Prayer is a dialogue, a two-way conversation. God promises when you pray in faith in Jesus, He promises, as Andrew Nelson just reminded us, He will answer. Praying to God in faith in Jesus then is less about you talking to God and giving Him information that He doesn't know, and more about God, your Heavenly Father, hearing what He already knows, but tenderly loving the fact that you're bringing it to Him, and He's going to answer your prayers. Prayer has less to do about you doing and more to do about God listening and doing. Faith asks. Faith expects this God who sent His Son Jesus to answer your prayer. He will always answer your prayer for your benefit. Listen to Isaiah the prophet. Before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear them, God says. Isaiah 65, verse 2. Or how about, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. How about, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he did hear my voice, and my cry has reached his ears. Psalm 18. So to sum it up pretty much, why pray? It's good for you. Christians do it. Jesus commanded it. God wants to hear from you. God wants to answer your prayer. All these things pretty much are summed up in the most important reason. God wants you to pray, not because you have to do something new. God wants you to pray, simply put, because he loves you. God loves you. The most powerful creator, the most powerful redeemer, the most powerful true being in the universe loves you. And when you pray to him in faith in Jesus, you will realize how much he loves you. This is why Jesus instructed us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. What does this mean? Luther writes, it means that we should come as children in all boldness with all confidence. Those two words, boldness and confidence, as dear children come to their dear Father. That's why Jesus instructs us to pray, Our Father. He wants you to come with all boldness and confidence to the heavenly throne, the most powerful place in the world, to speak to the most powerful being in the world. And this is why in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus tells us, tells the disciples and you and me today, ask and it will be given to you. What will be given to you? What you ask for? Not necessarily. But I can promise you this. When you ask in faith of your Heavenly Father, he will give you more than you can imagine. More than you ask for. Guaranteed. Because of Jesus. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Because you knocked hard enough. Because you knocked often enough. Because you had the correct knock. No, none of these reasons are true, but simply because you knocked as a child of the Heavenly Father in faith in Jesus Christ, his Son. The door is already open because of Jesus. Jesus has opened the door, and not just to God's ears, but even better, to an eternal life, a promise of a physical resurrected body with all your loved ones who have died in faith in Jesus. The door to the kingdom of heaven is now open to you. And if that's true, how much more are God's ears right now open to you? Seek and you will find. Find what? What you want? Perhaps, but more. Always more. Your heavenly Father knows every single hair or lack of hair on your head. He knows every cell in your body and how he created it. He knows things that no scientist will ever know. He knows your whole family history, not just two and three and four generations. He knows every father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and mother that you can't even imagine. And he knows their needs back then and their needs now in eternity, and you have no clue what he knows about your family. This God will provide everything you need in this world and has promised to provide everything for eternity for you and your loved ones. That's why we pray. Because he loves us. He loves us more than we can imagine. And that's why we're going to pray in eternity. Not because we need or want, because everything will be perfect. But we're going to pray just for the same reason that Jesus prayed to his Heavenly Father. Because God loves to communicate. He loves to hear and listen. He's the best listener in the world. He loves to answer. He loves to give good gifts to His children. And that's why we pray. Because He loves you. As St. Paul said so wonderfully in the book of Romans, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not along with Him graciously give us all things?" That's why we pray. And that's why we're going to pray.